Thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy it. The show notes are included in the summary for each episode. Notes can be accessed from the Mobile Marketing Podcast link at the top and bottom of the dominoresearch.com website. If you like the podcast, please take a moment to help us out. Rate and review us on your preferred medium. We are currently available on iTunes, Google Play Podcast, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Thank you. Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome. Today we're continuing our Best Of series that we started last year, and our Best Of topic today is real estate podcast episodes. We've pulled clips from three of our favorites, which are How Realtors Use Mobile Wallets to Generate Leads, iBeacons and Open Houses, and Broker Open Houses, Are They Worth Attending or Just Another House Party? The segments that we've selected from each of these previous episodes either contain some absolutely critical nuggets of information that you, as a realtor, broker, agent, or possibly sell by owner, need to know, or else the clips are, at least to us, mildly entertaining. So if you're trying to stay cool in this record heat that's hitting many parts of the West right now, or if you're trying to clean up from the mess that Mother Nature dumped on you recently in other parts of the country, pop in your earbuds and have a listen during your day. In the first clip that we're highlighting today, which does happen to be from How Realtors Use Mobile Wallets to Generate Leads, we're walking through the process of setting up a mobile wallet card or pass to gain the most reach and engagement with prospective buyers, while also demonstrating to potential sellers that you should be the one to list their property. To see the property, maybe that's higher up on the back of a pass than a pass that's being sent to a looky-loo. It's more likely that a broker who's dealing with serious buyers may want to pass the pass, so to speak, onto buyers and schedule a showing later in the week. For looky-loo passes, you may want to move the schedule link lower down on the pass and have more of the home features or the video tour, that sort of thing, displayed higher up on the pass.
Right, Kim, because as a listing agent, it's important to create a listing property pass that highlights the best features of the home in a different way. Paint the picture you want them to see to communicate the right information at the right time creates to streamline results. That makes the task of prospecting easier, especially when it comes to looky-loos. And it's tough to do. The objective of an open house is to bring people in and not to keep them out. And unless you're having a broker's open to gain pre-qualified prospects that way, it's not going to keep the looky-loos away.
Right, great point. So you mentioned having your property passes organized in two ways. So for a broker's pass, I think that suggests more hot leads and then a secondary pass set up for non-qualified buyers. And once you have your funnels set up, I'm going to let you detail the strategy that we find that, you know, kind of works best with most of the agents in how they actually set up the funnels and get the prospects into them.
Right. So at an open house, usually there's a registration process. Serious buyers will add their name right to the registry, and those looky-loos from the neighborhood may not want to supply their name or their email.
Stop calling me a looky-loo. I go wandering around our neighborhood every single time there's an open house, and there aren't very many, but I want to see what's going on with the neighborhood.
Right. So, but not to worry about getting their info from these looky-loos that don't want to give it at registration. You can add them later to your cold lead list. And getting them to add the property pass, which is made for them, it's really like a cold lead pass. So what we've mentioned above, it will look a little different than you would as a broker's pass. And again, this is done at registration, just to have them scan a QR code that's placed by the registry as part of your signage, or you can even pass it from phone to phone. So if you have a junior agent speaking with them, they can just pass the pass using the QR code or using AirDrop and make them feel comfortable that they're actually not supplying any information, but taking information away from you.
That's a really good point.
So a property pass has then looking off, a property pass looks right at the pass on their device, and maybe today a looky-loo is a cold lead, and they've supplied you with not who they are, but you can have numerous opportunities to supply them with who you are, and to remind them of the properties you have on the market, especially in your neighborhood.
So, right, you can take that pass and update it to your next listing that's in the same neighborhood or close by, and then send the lock screen message with the notification about a new open house or scheduling an appointment. And so that would kind of qualify them from a cold lead, turns them into a hot one because they've now responded to your mobile lock screen notification. And so this is all using either the Apple Wallet app or using a compatible, you know, an Android third party that we work with. And you personalize these for your campaign needs and then deliver it out to your leads or your connections just the same as you would with email.
Yeah, that's right. And Kim, we can't stress this enough. These are your own leads you're building up. And that's the best takeaway so far to come into the 21st century, our mobile devices. So real estate agents use this right at the right time at registration. There is signage asking to install the property pass by scanning into a QR code. That way, looky-loos feel they've got away without giving you any info, but taking very little. They do actually not know that these passes can be changed out for the next listing that you get, and updating the pass accordingly.
In our second clip today, we're taking a look back at broker open houses. Do they work, or is it just another house party? We spent a lot of time in this episode dissecting the actual purpose of having a broker open house, which is not the same as having an open house geared towards prospective buyers. Most of the brokers, agents, and realtors that we know either love or hate them. There's really no middle ground. Are you ready to hear more? You know, it seems like anytime you turn on, especially cable if you have it, which I don't, but I use Hulu, you know, like you look at a $1 million listing in New York, and right, the agents are always having broker open houses.
They sure are. And these open houses, they seem like really snazzy events with catered food and champagne. They're right in the middle of a work day. I mean, it really looks like a fun time to be a real estate agent when you watch them. So what makes one broker's open house better than the other? I mean, is it the catering options or is it the house?
You know, I think that's going to depend on which agent you ask. Some of them might say both. I mean, if you're the type of a real estate agent that enjoys using a broker's open house as a marketing strategy to get the house sold, then, you know, it's not only time to have an open house, it's time to list the property on mobile and make sure you're using it effectively.
Right. I mean, current marketing materials as postcards, emails are effective tools. And today, many brokers look to mobile as their go-to device. And you don't have to be tech savvy to do it, but it does look fine when you whip out your phone with a property pass in hand. As the host agent of the Brokers Open, it does make you look impressive.
Right. So it's kind of a win-win as the broker comes back from your happy hour style open house,
right,
telling their clients that the property they saw is like super great and they should have a look at it.
Yeah, it's like a must see. That's right. But more than that, a broker's open provides agents with invaluable feedback from other agents that too also know the area and may be able to provide ways to improve the listing and attract more buyers.
Right, because real estate agents don't get paid unless stuff sells. So in the usual style, agents are going to let all of their buddies and their peers know about the property, the pricing, the features of the home. You know, the tech-savvy agents, they're going to use not just word of mouth, they're going to use mobile and using like the share feature on the back of the mobile wallet ad platform passes, it's like a digital word of mouth.
Right. And not only that, it demonstrates to the seller that you're working on marketing to sell their home. So it makes it more memorable with a property listing pass. And it has like pertinent details you would expect, like the features of your home.
Right. Think of it as a little mini hub for your prospects to go to get all the various pieces of information and all the marketing collateral about the property in one spot. You know, MLS information, addresses, video tours, the staged photos, you know, floor plans. One of the great things about mobile, especially with our mobile wallet ad platform product, is everything on it is one click usable. So they can tap the address and the map pops up. It makes it really easy for people to find your listings.
Right. So once it's distributed, the property listing pass immediately shows the money shot of the property on the pass, usually with the address underneath. And here it's best practice not to put the asking price on the front of the pass.
Right. I mean, if you're at a broker's open house and you want to get suggestions and feedback from them, you know, from other agents beforehand, and, you know, generally that happens before the listing goes on the market with a solid asking price.
And that's just the front part of the pass because, as I like to say, the magic happens on the back of the pass.
And I think you said that already, actually.
And as Kim mentioned, the video tour, the stage photos are all in one place. And with the tap, it's easy to watch the video or scroll through the stills.
So with a property listing pass in hand, or I guess really you could say on your device, you know, brokers can distribute these out to other agents at their broker's open house. And just like word of mouth, it's shared from one mobile device to another. So, you know, this is an effective tool that prospects can use. And, you know, when you have multiple property listing passes included in the wallet, it kind of gives the prospects the ability to swipe from one to the other.
Yeah, I mean, we do see broker houses use it like that. And instead of bombarding prospects with like email lists of properties and looking up addresses of where the home are located, it's a lot easier to do it by tapping and then going from your email to the listing and then taking your phone and typing in the address. I mean, why do that?
As Hazel so succinctly put it at the end of the last clip, why do that? It's true that mobile, especially mobile wallets, offer real estate professionals the opportunity to market in a way that meets all the requirements: location, relativity, and demographic targeting. For the last clip we're going to highlight in today's episode, we've gone to the iBeacons and Open Houses episode, where we run you through the easiest and most effective way to set up location and proximity campaigns to really help get your message across. And since we are starting to see a softening in the market in many parts of the country, looking at you, Bay Area, learning how to sell again versus just waiting for buyers to make offers, that could become a serious tool in your realtor toolbox. So here's the final clip. Right. So, you know, and both of those episodes, the 50th anniversary or the 50th, whatever you want to call it, episode about the museums and the iBeacons, or the other one with the realtors, you know, you could essentially lead a prospect through an open house via iBeacon notifications, just like you would lead someone as they were strolling through a museum. Obviously, a museum is a much larger venue than a house, so there is some creative thinking that is involved in setting these up to work for an open house, but used the right way, they provide a real value add to your marketing, especially if you have a busy open house.
Yeah, yes. I mean, a private tour is one thing with the realtor taking you around, but anticipated busy open houses or a new home, a realtor doesn't take you through the house. You can walk around freely, taking it all in.
Right. I mean, so, you know, now as you have people in the new home or in the open house walking around, you can utilize mobile wallet passes, you know, to welcome them straight away, right on the lock screen. So this does involve actually getting your property listing pass or your new neighborhood pass into their phones. These things don't work without some sort of positive steps on the side of the consumers, but we've got all kinds of episodes that detail how to sort that out and set that up and create those campaigns. So we're going to go under the assumption that you've already got mobile wallet passes in the phones. So Hazel, you spend a lot of time with some of our realtor clients. What do you think are the best places to put the iBeacons inside a new house or for an open house.
Yeah, well, thanks, Kim. Well, with the two best rooms that sells homes nowadays, which would be the kitchen and the bathrooms.
Okay, right again. So you're going to feature these spaces by telling them about something like a marble waterfall drop on the island top, or maybe some super specific handcrafted cement tiles on a backsplash. I can see that.
Right.
So, okay, what other features besides upgrades in a kitchen or bathroom would you suggest?
Well, a wall feature like a fireplace. If there's any part of the home a realtor wants to showcase, you can let them know by using the iBeacon. You'll see by sending the right message at the right time, it's used as tech selling tool for realtors. I'll say that again. Tech selling tool for retail.
and there is a little bit of tweaking to the power levels of the iBeacons that we can do to help you get a more feature-specific lock screen notification.
Yes.
So the passes can be set up as a tool to guide prospects at open houses. So let me ask you another question. When would the ideal time for a prospect, and we talked about this before, it's a positive action. When would you suggest that you try to get your prospects to add the pass?
Okay, well, the best time to add the pass would be as they enter the home or by the sign in the area outside of the home.
Okay.
Now that's just one time in the lead generating process to do this. There are moments to distribute the property pass. A real estate agent can send it through their recent newsletter. If they send an email, you can put the property pass on that. Even when you do a social media blitz, when you do your paid ads, let's say through Facebook, when you go to do that ad, you can also have, I think you mentioned in another podcast episode, you can have like the link to get the pass on like the top or bottom of the newsletter.
Yep. That's going to wrap it up for today's episode. We hope that you've had as much fun reviewing these episodes as we did listening to them again to pull out the highlight clips. As always, you can reach out to us via the dominoresearch.com website, or you can sign up for a demo at the mobilewalletmarketer.com site. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter and mobile updates while you're at it. See you next time. Have a great week.